Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I like hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: small companies push their way into a crowded market for snack bars, and five ways to keep your small business safe on multiple fronts. Those stories after this. Hey, for just a moment, lend me your ear on behalf of your feet, and let me tell you why I love my Bombas socks. They're called the most comfortable socks in the history of feet, and here's why. Made from super soft Pima cotton, Bombas socks give great temperature control and moisture wicking for a cozy comfort that never gets too much. And Bombas socks are designed especially to stay in place, cupping my heels and distributing pressure more evenly throughout my arches. The seamless toe, the perfectly sized cushioned footbed, all great news for my feet. But Bombas socks are also good for the heart of giving, that is. For every pair of socks purchased, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. So I know the comfort I enjoy brings comfort to someone else, too. Right now, save 20% on your first pair of Bombas socks when you shop bombas.com/Gordon. That's bombas.com/Gordon to save 20% on your first pair of your new favorite Bombas socks. bombas.com/Gordon. As Americans grab for more snack bars, the biggest brands are getting overlooked. Sales are falling for Nature Valley bars and Special K bars, while snack bar sales are rising overall. Wall Street Journal reporter Annie Gasparo says the divergence is the latest example of longstanding packaged food makers missing a wave of sales growth for products much like their own. Annie, explain.
Some of them have whole fruit and nuts. Some of them have ancient grains, all these trendy things. And they are starting to crowd out the traditional crunchy granola bars and cereal bars that have been around for decades.
Is this a marketing problem or a taste problem? What's going on here?
This is largely related to diet trends. When some of these bars were created, they were designed to adhere to the low-fat diets of the 90s, and now we're in more of a low-carb, high-protein craze, as well as an effort to have simple ingredients. So the diet changes and the eating habits changing is what has backed these brands into a corner. And what's interesting about that is that these snack bars in general are so popular right now because they're a great grab-and-go food, very easy to eat. People are snacking more often than they are sitting down to a meal. So the companies that had the oldest brands really had a lot of things working for them trend-wise, and they missed the boat.
Yeah. So what bars are we eating today that are popular instead of the likes of, what'd you mention, Nature Valley bars or Special K bars?
RX bar is a date and egg white protein bar, and that has done really well. Sales were up about 18% in the last year. And Kind bars, they have done well in recent years with the fruit and nuts in them, but you can kind of see these whole ingredients, and it resonates with people that are trying to have, you know, little to no added sugar and simple ingredients.
Wow. We're speaking with Annie Gasparo, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. She's got an interesting piece entitled "Changing Snack Appetites Leave Granola Bars Behind." I thought this was also of note because you said this happened like with Greek yogurt. It happened with veggie burgers when Beyond Meat came along. How do these things happen or materialize?
Really, the trend is based on the broader diet trends. But when you have the big food companies trying to lead the way, they aren't in tune enough with the consumers and they aren't capturing the trends early enough. So that's how we end up with the startups really leading the way and kind of creating new categories. And we also saw the same thing with the plant-based milks.
Yeah. So who's investing in whom now? You mentioned these startups. I presume there's larger company money flowing into them?
Yes. We have seen a few deals. Kellogg actually bought RX Bar a couple of years ago, and The M&M's owner, Mars, took a stake in the Kind bars that I mentioned. So, and then Mondelez also recently got into the refrigerated bar space. And that's also a growing area because you are seeing people just really like the fresh trend and they want something that really seems like it's just fresh and natural. So Mondelez acquired a majority stake in the owner of Perfect Bar.
Wow. It was a telling comment, and also funny, I guess, from you quoted Daniel Lebetsky, the founder of the Kind Bar. He said there's just not room for 400 whole nut bars. So how does this shake out if it does?
We're already seeing that. There have been brands like Kind that started to see their market share chip away, and they've been trying to expand into new categories. And you also see the more traditional brands losing shelf space. So it's certainly an issue at General Mills, which owns Nature Valley and Fiber One. They talked about Fiber One bars really losing a lot of shelf space because their sales were so poor in recent years.
Thanks, Annie. Wall Street Journal reporter Annie Gasparo. More after this. The Small Business Report, Your Money podcast, is brought to you by Privacy.com. If you're like me, you worry about using your credit card to shop online and then having to cancel it because some cyber crook steals your data to make other purchases. Here's a way to reduce those worries. Try the virtual credit or debit cards from Privacy.com. They work to protect my identity and bank info every time I shop online. In the last year, there have been millions of security breaches when it comes to online shopping. Privacy.com shields you by using their virtual network, which is held to the same security standards as your bank and is PCI DSS compliant, meaning your info is secured with military-grade encryption. Set spending limits, monitor recurring payments or subscriptions, and better manage your accounts. Head to privacy.com/yourmoney to sign up and start shopping. As a special treat for our listeners, new customers will automatically get $5 to spend on your first purchase. Yep, that's free money to use on any online purchase. Go to privacy.com/YOURMONEY and sign up now.
This human resources professional is a rock star thanks to Kronos. And this is her hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Every small business owner wants to know how to increase sales, right? Improve their marketing and motivate their employees. But first, let's make sure we keep your company safe, your data, your money, your physical premises. Rhonda Abrams shares some tips for our Motley Fool. Number one, she says, go to the cloud. She says, if you're far more vulnerable, keeping your data and accounts on your premises. Number two, be the administrator. Sure, you trust your IT person, she says, or your tech-savvy nephew, but things happen. If you're not the administrator, one disgruntled techie can hold you and your data hostage. Number three, limit cash. Sure, you hate paying those fees when you accept credit cards instead of getting cash, but a cash-rich business is a target in many ways, like an old-fashioned robber. Cash is also tempting for employees. Number four, change your key. You've probably had dozens of employees who've had those keys over the years. Change your keys regularly, she says. And number five, change and guard your passwords. Still using your birthday or your dog's name for your password? You need different and tough passwords for each site you use. Running a business is hard work, but getting the right insurance coverage for it doesn't have to be. Geico Commercial Insurance makes it easy to get excellent coverage so you spend less time worrying and more time growing your business. Geico Commercial Insurance offers great coverage like general and professional liability, business owner's policy, workers' comp, and so much more. Go to geicocommercial.com for more information and to start your coverage today. That's geicocommercial.com.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.